It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and we started a new series this week entitled Built for the Fire. Are you going through a fire right now in your life? Are you going through some trials that where the heat has just been really turned up and you're wondering where's God in all of this? Well, today's message is for you. I'm going to be teaching today on a sermon called Still Standing in the Storm. And in Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 9, in the NIV, this is what it says, I will put this third into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. And I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. What a beautiful verse. Now, this isn't a message about escaping the storm. Today's message is about going through it, enduring it. It's about finding the kind of spiritual fireproofing that keeps you standing when everything else is falling apart around you. Because storms, they don't just test your faith. They temper it. They refine what's real. We're going to see how God uses pressure. He uses fire. He uses the storm to purify us and not destroy his people. Now you might say today, Keith, why does God let us face storms? I mean, he could make it where we never have a trial. We never have a storm. Yeah, he could. But we wouldn't be the people that he wants us to come out the other side being. See, in Zechariah there, he said, I'm going to put this third into the fire. I'm going to refine them like silver and test them like gold. God allows the fire because he's not content with our surface level faith. He wants us to be refined and not just rescued. He's shaping something eternal in us. You see, storms, they strip away the illusion that we've built around ourselves, that illusion of security, comfort, and even control. So many times we're our worst enemy because we think we're in control until we realize we're really not. And it's in that raw, stripped-down place that real spiritual growth begins to happen in our life. I think of the illustration of the olive press. When I go to Israel, they have the olive press, and you can see how they press the olives to make this pure olive oil. And oil doesn't flow from olives until it's crushed. And the pressing on these olives releases the richness inside, the oil that can light the lamps. Likewise, the anointing in your life often emerges through pressure. You don't get deep wisdom from every season in your life. You get it from the storms. You get it from the hardships, from the wrestling with God in the dark and the midnight hours. And they may be, you might be in a season of crushing right now, but God is bringing something sacred out of this. Let's look at someone who stood through the storm, and that's the Apostle Paul. In Acts 27, Paul is on a ship. He's headed for Rome, and a massive storm hits. And he warned the crew beforehand, but they didn't listen. And the storm lasted, get this, 14 days. And it was so severe that the Bible says they gave up all hope of being saved. You ever have one of those kind of storms in your life? I had one a couple years ago. And it just went on for a whole year. And I didn't know if I would ever walk again. And it was so severe. But the Bible tells us that in Paul's situation, they gave up all hope of being saved. And Paul, because he had heard from God, he stood in the storm and he said this, last night an angel of the Lord, of whom I belong, stood beside me. He didn't say the storm wouldn't hit. He said, I've been anchored by a promise. God's angel stood beside me and told me we're coming through this storm. Storms may surround you, but they don't define you. God's word defines you. Let me tell you three realities of the refining storm. First one, God tests to transform and not to torture. In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, he said, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. See, God's working patience, not punishment. I have so many people ask me, Keith, is God punishing me because of what I'm going through? No, friend. He's not punishing you. He loves you. You're his children. He's producing something lasting, not taking something away. And then fire. Fire doesn't mean failure. Just because you're going through a storm don't mean that you failed and that you miss God. We automatically assume that difficulty means we've done something wrong. Sometimes it's because you've done something right. The storm just means you're on the right path. Satan doesn't bother the people that he already has. He's after you. And you know what he wants from you? He doesn't want your money. He doesn't want your car. He wants your faith. And if you're facing resistance, it might be because you're pressing into truth and the devil is coming against you with everything he has. And then thirdly, think about this. God's with you in the middle of the storm, not just the end. In Isaiah 43:2, he said, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Now get this. You're going through a storm right now. God is with you in the storm. He said, "When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned." Can I tell you today, whatever the devil has set aside for you to destroy you, to take your faith, to destroy your family, to destroy your finances, God is in control. And it can't destroy you. Don't wait for the storm to pass to find God. He's in the storm with you. You know, modern buildings in Japan, they're constructed with flexible foundations. It's really strange. It's like they have shock absorbers in the base of the buildings. And so when these massive earthquakes come, instead of resisting it stiffly, like concrete, and breaking, they're resilient. The buildings bend, and they don't crush under the weight. Now, spiritually speaking, this is called resilience. Not rigidity, not just standing there going, "I'm standing on my own." No, it's resilience. You bend, but you don't break. It's like the palm tree. God builds that in you through the storms, not to make you brittle, but to make you have unshakable faith, unshakable flexible ability in the middle of the storm. You learn to bend without breaking, to adapt without losing your anchor. Now let me ask you today, friend, what are you holding on to today? Are you holding on to your status? Are you holding on to control? Are you holding on to your financial security? Maybe your bank account balance and you got, I can get through anything, Keith, because I've got this bank account. Listen, don't put your trust in your money. It can be taken away in a New York minute. The stock market rises and the stock market falls. And don't put your faith in people's approval. They'll love you one day, and the next day, they'll sell you out. God allows storms not to punish us, but to separate us from the things that we're leaning on that won't hold us up. He wants you to lean on Him. He's gently but firmly calling us back to Himself, back to truth, back to surrender, and back to grace. Let me encourage you today. You're still standing, friend. That storm that you thought would crush you, it didn't. You're still standing. Here's the testimony. You may be bruised, you may be tired, you may be changed, but you're not defeated and you're not abandoned. I love the psalmist when he said in Psalm 66 in verse 10, he said, "For you, God, tested us, you refined us like silver, and you brought us to a place of abundance." See, the storm will not define you, it'll refine you. But when the fire is done, you'll be standing taller, stronger, cleaner, freer, because the fire cannot consume what God has already consecrated. I want to pray for you today because I believe someone's listening and you'd say, "Keith, I'm just going through the storm right now. I'm going through the fire. My faith has been shaken, and I just don't know what to do. Father, for every person facing the storm of refinement today, be their peace, God. Help them stand. Help them stay surrendered to you, and let them not run from the fire, but yield to it, God, knowing that you're shaping something eternal in them today. Let them come through like gold that's been purified, whole and still standing. In Jesus' name, we ask you to do this, O God. So friend, you're not just surviving the fire, you're being shaped in it. But when the fire dies down, you'll still be standing, refined, not ruined, because the one who called you, the Bible says, he's faithful. Even unto 1,000 generations, God is faithful. You know, when blacksmiths forge steel, they use a furnace that reaches temperatures of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And the raw metal is placed in the fire until it glows. And then they remove it and they strike it repeatedly with a hammer. And this process of heating and hammering and folding isn't random, it's intentional. Every time the metal is folded over on itself and beaten, guess what? It gets stronger. The impurities are driven out, the grain structure aligns, and the result is a blade or a beam that can bear immense weight and immense pressure and impact. But here's what's profound. The strength isn't in the steel alone. It's in the process that it's been through. And that's how God works with us. The fire of adversity, sometimes it can feel cruel, but it's forming something stronger in you. The pressure isn't pointless. The blows that you felt, the losses, the rejections, the moments that brought you to your knees, those aren't the end of you. They're the part of what builds you. Peter said, these trials have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus is revealed. Proven faith doesn't happen in the spotlight. It happens in the furnace. And here's what's beautiful. When a blacksmith is forging steel, he never leaves the metal unattended in the fire. He watches it closely because if it stays too long, it becomes brittle. If it comes out too soon, it's too soft. So the timing has to be perfect. So he stays right with it. That's your God. He's not absent in the pressure. He's not distant in the fire. He's watching. He's working. And he knows exactly how much heat you can handle. And exactly when to bring you into the next stage of shaping. You're in the hands of a master craftsman. So if you're walking through a season right now of adversity, trial, and fire, if the pressure feels unrelenting and the heat is unbearable, just remember this. God doesn't waste the fire. He forges with it. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's with you in the middle of what you're facing. He's not trying to destroy you. He's strengthening you. He's purifying your motives, and he's deepening your roots. Here's the secret. What's being formed in you will far outweigh what's been happening around you. Don't rush the process, because God don't make mistakes. He's there with you, friend. Walk in grace and fresh oil.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.